we have been reading the book of Acts and we've been learning about the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
先週ですね、私たちは本当に聖霊様に手を握って進むこと、またとどまることについて少し学びました。
Last week we talked about letting the Holy Spirit actually hold our hand and guide us as we walk.
本当に私たちのことを神様は導いて、そして守ってくださいます。
God is leading us and also protecting us.
そしたら私たちは静かにとどまることも必要です。
And there are times when we just have to stop and be still.
ある時は進むことがもう必要です。
And on the other hand, there are also times when we need to move forward.
いつか先週からまとめの話をしたいんですけれども、私たちが本当にその神様を御心知りたいと思いますね。
We really need to know the Lord's will.
多分どうしたら神様を御心知ることができるかと思うんですけれども、
we need to really consider how do we know God's will.
でもまず私たちが必要なのは。御心に従いたいという思いです。
But the first thing that we have to learn is a desire to obey God's will, to know and obey God's will.
御心に従いたいという思いを私たちはまず与えられたい、持ちたいと思います。
We actually to receive that from God, a desire to obey Him.
それがどんな道であれ従いたいという思いが必要です。
And we need to have that.Very strong desire to follow his will, no matter what, where he points us, no matter what direction he's pointing us towards.
そういう時にはですね、こっちの方がいいとか、あっちの方が悪いとか、こっちが利益やとか、こっちが利益がないという思いは全く関係ありません。
So, when we live like that, instead of thinking about is this way good or is this way bad or is it easy or difficult? Those kind of questions become irrelevant.
ね、いっぱいいいことのある方を決めるとかそうじゃないです。御心は必ずしもいい方を決めることではないんです。
We often people think, you know, let's choose the better way, but.Actually, if we're trying to follow the will of God, what we have judged as the better way might not truly be what's best.
ですから、目の前に示されたことを本当に従えるように私たちは祈って進むことが必要です。
So we really need to pray and have this desire to obey God's will.
で、そういう時に、ある時に神様は私たちに平安を与えてくださります。
And when we live like that, then God will give us His peace.
普通の頭で考えたら無理だと思うことを神様は私たちの心にストンと落として神様の平安を私たちに備えてくださいます。
So, sometimes there will be different situations, but God will really give us His peace when we desire to do His will.
そんな経験皆さんありませんか?
So, how about you guys? We talked about a bit some last week. You, many of you shared how you have had experience like that, and the more you have that.
私たちの将来、私たちの人生をこう主に委ねていくことを学ぶ必要があるんです。
We really have to learn what it means to to surrender our lives, to surrender our futures to God.
信仰を持って決心してもうまくいかないことがあります。
Even though we might be desiring and trying to live by faith, that doesn't mean that everything is always going to go well.
まあ、信仰を持って決心しても後であれは間違いだったかと思う時があるかもしれません。
Even if we believe that we have walked according to our faith, but we might see, oh, no, actually that was the wrong direction.
でもその度にもう一度神様の前に出て神様の声を聞こうとすることが大切です。
So, but when we do that, when we are shown that, what's important is that we come once again before the Lord.
神様は私たちの間違いや失敗も益としてくださいます。
And God will even take our wrong decisions, our mistakes, and turn them around for good.
神様は私たちを愛してやまず、本当に私たちのベストを神様はご存知だからです。
And, why is that? It's because God knows what's really best for us.
そして神様は私たちを諦めないんです。
And God never gives up on us.
今日も使徒言行録の16章を見ていくんですけども。
Today I want to be looking at, the book of Acts, chapter 16.
パウロたちはアジアからヨーロッパのマケドニアに行きました。
And, Paul and his group of missionaries have gone into, Macedonia.
行くつもりもなかったけれども、本当に聖霊様に導かれて、初めての時に彼らは足を踏み入れました。
So they had no intention actually when they started to go to Macedonia, but they were led by the Holy Spirit and now they're there for the first time.
では共に読んでいきましょう。
Can we read together?
はい。安息日に町の門を出て祈りの場所があると思われる川岸に来た。そして私たちもそこに座って集まっていて、婦人たちに話をした。ティアティラ市出身の紫布を飽き直し人で、神を崇めるリディアという婦人も話を聞いていたが、主は彼女の心を開かれたので、彼女はパウロの話を注意深く聞いた。そして彼女は家族の者も洗礼を受けたが、その時、私が主を信じるものだと思い出したら、どうぞ私の家に来てお泊まりくださいと言って、私たちを招待し、無理に承知させた。
Acts chapter 16 from verses 13 to 15. If you read English, please read with me. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, and a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized and her household as well, she urged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us.
これは、Philippi、英語でフィリパイの場所で起きたことです。
So this, event by the riverside happened in a place called Philippi.
これはそのマケドニア州で一番大きなローマの植民地でした。
So, Philippi was a city of Rome in the biggest city of Rome in Macedonia.
で彼らはそこに行ったんですけど、ユダヤ人は普通ユダヤ人の街道があるんですけど、それユダヤ人は少なくて街道はなかったんですね。
So, most of the time there was a synagogue in, all the towns.If there were enough people, but if there weren't enough people, there was no synagogue.
で、通常彼らは、まずその街道シナゴニに行って福音を伝えることをするんですけど、ないから、まあ、次のことを行動を起こすんですね。
So, as we have been reading, Paul and the other missionaries, their custom was first to go to the synagogue and share with the Jewish people about, the gospel. But there was no synagogue this time.
で、そういう時には彼ら町の外の静かなところで祈りの場所を持っていたようです。
So, they searched for a place that would be rather quiet in this town.
そして彼らが行って川岸に行ってみると、婦人たちが集まって祈っていました。
And they went to the riverside and they found, some Jewish women praying.
女性たちなんですよね、祈ってるのはね。
The people who were praying were the women.
はい。まあ、ね、男性頑張らないといけないと思うんですけれども。
So, it kind of shows a little bit about maybe women.
そこにはですね、異邦人の、リディアっていう女性もいました。
So, we see here there's also a lady here named Lydia, and she was actually, not Jewish.
でも、本当に神様を心から求めていたので、ユダヤ人の婦人たちと一緒に祈っていたんですね。
She wasn't Jewish, but she, was a worshipper of God, it says, and she was, joining the, other Jewish ladies.
紫布を扱っていると、紫布はとても貴重な布だったようで、多分彼女は裕福だったと思われます。
So, it says here, it describes her as someone who, was dealing in, purple goods, and if we know the history, then we know that, that was a very, valuable, goods, and so she was probably a,Lady of quite some
ですから女性が集まっているときにパウロと知らせて 来てこう話をするんですね。
So, Paul and Titus went and they were sharing with these women.
そのリディアさんは普通の周りの人たちよりももう真剣にこう聞いてるんです。
And, maybe more than some of the other women, Lydia was really, really paying attention to what Paul was sharing.
もう神様がもう心を備えていてくださったんですね。
And, her, we can think that her heart was really prepared by God.
そして神様が彼女の心を開かれます。
And God himself opened up her heart.
そしてイエス様を信じ、彼女も彼女の家族もみんなすぐに洗礼を受けるんです。
And, not only she herself, but also all of her family were baptized right away.
パウロたちが行く前にリディアさんの心を神様が備えていてくださいました。
So when we read this, we can, think that God himself had already prepared Lydia's heart even before Paul had gotten there.
そしてパウロの心を聞いて神様がリディアの心を開いてくださいました。
And as Paul talks, God opened up her heart.
神様が本当に私たちの想像以上のことをしてくださいます。
God himself will do even more than we can imagine.
私はニューヨークに大学に行ったんですけれども、
I went to, graduate school in Manhattan.
その時に結構失望することがあって、
And, there were some things that were rather discouraging while I was there.
その時にアフリカに来た、クリスチャンの人に会った時に、
And one time I met a, young man who was a Christian from Africa.
彼女は僕にこう言いました。
And, oh, it's a lady.
彼が僕にこのように言いました。
And he said to me,
あなたが来る前にイエス様はもうここであなたを待ってたっていうことなんですね。
He said to me,Even before you came here, that God Himself was just Jesus was waiting for you here.
もうあなたの方がここに来るのはもう備えてくださったことであると彼は言います。
God was preparing things for you even before you came.
僕はそのままもう帰ろうかと思うような心境だったんですけど、そうかもう神様はその前に備えてくれたかっていう子供が与えられましたね。
So, I was kind of discouraged about the situation, so I had thought about just leaving, but.Because of his words, I thought, okay, God has prepared this place for me.
And,
while I was there, I actually met Barbara and we got married.
神様は私たちが行く前から人を備え、そして私たちが福音を語った時に神様ご自身が心を開いてくださいました。
And, God prepares our hearts to receive the gospel.
このリディアさんはイエス様の福音を受けてですね、だいぶ変わったかもしれないですね。
And, we might think about Lydia, and perhaps she was rather an unusual person.
そして福音を受けた時にですね、もうパウロさんたち、うちに来てよ、うちに来てよと言うんですよ。
And, after she received the gospel and received Christ, she was really persistent about, telling Paul andTo come to her house.
少なくともですね、パウロとシラスとテモテとルカの4人ぐらいはいたんです、ね。
And, if we think about it, there would have been at least four of them,、Paul and Titus and Luke and Timothy.、
はい、まあ大きな家だったかもしれませんけれども。
So we can think that her house was rather large because she was a rather wealthy lady.
でもですね、実際に4人の人に来てきてっていうのはですね、ちょっとですね、余裕がないとできないことなんですね。
So, butEven so, unless you have kind of like a space in, you know, your heart that you can't really invite just suddenly for strangers to come to your house.
周りからいろんなことも言われるかもしれません。
And even if she had invited them, maybe, different neighbors would be saying different things about her.
でも福音を受け入れた時に考え方が変えられて人々が変わるんですね。
Butwhen she received the gospel, just like, anyone who receives the gospel, our thinking, her thinking and our thinking also, it changes.
前よりも親切になるかもしれません。
Perhaps, people become kinder.
前よりも、忍耐深く寛容になるかもしれません。
Perhaps you become more patient or more generous.
福音を信じたときに前とは違う人に私たちは変えられていくんです。
The gospel changes us, changes who we are.
変えられるんですね。私たちはこれからもずっと変えられていく存在なんです。
And、we continue to be changed by God.
皆さんの中でイエス様を信じてこれが変えられたってものがありますか？
How about you guys? After you received the gospel of Christ, is there any place that you can say you've really changed?
もしくは、でもまだまだ変えられなくちゃいけないものはもうありませんか？
Maybe at the same time you feel like there are still so many places that you need to be changed.
私たちは変えられていくものになりたいと思います。
We really have to be people who are changed by God.
このように、まあ、最初はこういい出足だったんですけれども、本当に全てがうまくいくとは限りません。
So, if we read the passage until now, things are going rather well, right? But, it doesn't really stay that way.
福音書は本当に良いことも悪いことも大変なことも全て書かれています。
So, if we read the gospel, difficult things happen, easy things happen, good things happen, bad things happen.
次読みましょうね。
Let's continue reading.
私たちは祈りの場所に行く途中、占いの霊に取り憑かれている女奴隷に出会った。この女は占いをして主人たちに多くの利益を得させていた。彼女はパオレや私たちの後ろについてきてこう叫ぶのであった。この人たちは意図高き神のしもべで、皆さんに救いの道を述べ伝えているのです。彼女はこんなことを幾日も繰り返すので、パウロはたまりかねて振り向き、その霊に言った。イエス・キリストの名によって命じる、この女から出て行け。すると即座に霊が彼女から出て行った。
As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour.
神様の前に立ち上がって福音を伝えるときにいろんな戦いがあるんですけども、
When we receive the gospel and we stand up for God, we are faced with various conflicts.
一つは霊的な戦いです。
And the primary conflict that we will face is a spiritual conflict.
パウロとたちの時に占いをの例があって、こう人々の将来とかいろんなことを語ることのできる女性が現れるんです。
So, suddenly, as Paul and the others were in Philippi, this girl who has a spirit of divination starts to follow them.
で、人々は彼女に来て占いしてもらってお金をあげて、そういう、まあ、ことをしてたんですね。
So, she was actually had this business for the people who owned her, and she would tell them their future, and they would give her money.
相当の利益があったようですね。
It was really a booming business.
彼女がですね、もうパウロたちの来てに、ところに来て、で、この人たちは偉大な神のしもべだって言うんです。
But this young girl who had the spirit of divination followed Paul and the other missionaries, and she said, "These men are proclaiming the way of the living God." They're showing you the way of salvation.
何日も ついてくるんです。
So she's following them around and she's screaming after them. Oh,
糸高き神のしもべ、救いの道を示してる
って言うんですね。 will show you the way of salvation.
どうでしょう、彼女が言ってたことこれ真実でしょうか。
So is what she's saying true?
微妙なんですよね。
Kind of yes and no.
なぜならば、そのフィリポの人は糸高き神なんて言われてもピンとこないんですよ。
Well, one of the things is that even though she's saying the great and living God, the people who were hearing her wouldn't have known who that was. They had no concept of the creator God.
救いの道って言われても、なんだろう、ギリシャ・ローマの神様に何するんだろうって思うぐらいでピンとこないんです。
And also, the the word on the way of salvation, they would have interpreted that, the people hearing would have interpreted that as a different meaning than what we would think it was.
彼女は叫んでいつもついてくるので、パウロたちは何もできないんです。
And she's screaming behind them, and so Paul and the other missionaries couldn't do what, you know, share what they had to share.
ですから、パウロたちは本当にその福音を述べ伝えることはできないので、もうパウロは決心します。
So, it was preventing them from really sharing the truth, the gospel, and so, he just decided, this has got to stop.
Yes, キリストの名によって出て行きなさい。
And he turns around and he says to the spirit within her, get out of her, come out of her.
そしたら、その占いの霊が彼女から出てきて、彼女は普通の正気に戻った女性に戻ったんです。
And the spirit does come out, and she becomes who she really was in this young woman.
私たちはこのところでイエス・キリストの名に力があることを学びます。
So when we read this passage, we realize how much power is in the name of Jesus.
私たちイエス様の名前においてお祈りしますけど、イエス様の名前には権威があることを私たちは学ぶことができます。
So when we read this, we might think about how we pray in Jesus' name. And why do we do that? It's because that name has authority.
霊的な戦いを感じたとき、イエス様の名前によってお祈りしましょうね。
When we feel that we're in some kind of spiritual battle, we need to pray in Jesus' name.
そこに勝利があることを私たちはしっかりと握りたいと思います。
And we can hold on to the fact that that gives us victory.
この女性は解放されました。
And this young lady was set free.
もうね、占いが何かおかしくなるようなことはなくて、普通に話せる人に。
And she was changed into who she really was, just a normal young woman who, you know, could speak in a normal way, but she couldn't any longer predict the future.
これは感謝なことでもありますね。
And this is really a great thing, isn't it?
でもそれが感謝のままでは終わらないんです。
But it doesn't really end happily.
次を読みましょうね。
Let's read what happens next.
ところがこの女の主人たちは金儲けの望みがなくなってしまったことをし、パウロとシラスを捕らえ、役人に引き渡すために広場に仕立てていった。そして二人を高官たちに引き渡してこう言った。この者たちはユダヤ人で、私たちの町を混乱させております。ローマ帝国の市民である私たちが受け入れることも実行することも許されない風習を宣伝しております。群衆も一緒になって二人を攻め立てたので、高官たちは二人の衣服を剥ぎ取り、無視で撃て止めした。そして何度でも無視で撃ってから二人を牢に投げ込み、監視に厳重に見張るように命じた。この命令を受けた監視は二人を一番奥の牢に入れて、足には木の足かせをはめておいた。真夜中頃、パウロとシラスたちが賛美の歌を歌って神に祈っていると、他の囚人たちはこれに聞き入っていた。
But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice.The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.And the prisoners were listening to them.
いいことをしたときに褒められたり、何かいいことがあるかというと、必ずしもそうではないんです。
Even when we do something that's good, it doesn't necessarily follow that people will be thankful or we will be praised for that.
人生はある意味ではフェアではないんですね。
So if we think about it, life is not fair.
パウロはこの女の人からの、占いの霊を追い出して、彼女は 普通になったのはいいことですよね。
So if we think about, let's think about this young woman who had a spirit of divination. It was a good thing that this Paul commanded the spirit to come out of her and she was returned to her normal self. That was a good thing. However,
彼女の主人たちは儲けがないので嫌なんです。怒るんです。
But if you think about her owners, she was a slave girl, and her owners could no longer get all this money for, you know, for telling the future. So for them, it was really a bad thing.
だから人にいいことをしても反感を持たれることがもあります。
So even when we do something good, there might be people who oppose what we do.
でもこの場合はそれだけではなかったんですね。
But that's not the end.
彼らは交換に訴えられて、裁判にかけられることなく無視されます。
So what happens to Paul and Silas? They're dragged before the magistrates and it's ordered that they are hit with many, many blows of rod.
もう裸にされて無視打たれるんですよ。
So they've done something good, but their clothes are ripped off of them and they're hit with these terrible things that
this is fair.
So think about it. Is it fair?
Fair ではないですよね。
It's not fair in our logic at all. It doesn't follow.
でもそれだけじゃないんですね。
But that's not even the end.
牢屋に入れられるんですね。
They're put into prison.
これも奥の奥の奥の一番もう暗くて人が行きたくないもう誰も行かないようなところに行きます。
And it's not only you know just generally in prison, but they're actually brought into this dark, dark place, the very, very inner part of the prison.
皆さん今までにもう暗くて臭くていたたまれないようなところに行ったことがありますか
？Have you ever been in a really dark place? It might be really smelly and stinky and just very
まあ、本当に彼らはそういうところに行ってそれだけじゃなくて足かせをはめられて身動きもつかないんです。
So, they're put into this dark, horrible, smelly place. And not only that, but they're actually chained. Their legs are chained so that they can't move.
彼の人生には最悪なことが次々に起こっていきます。
So, if you think about what happened in the last hours andbit of time for them, it, things just keep getting bad and worse, just one bad thing after another keeps happening to them.
占いのその霊を女の人から追い出したの結果、彼らはこういうひどい目に遭うんです。
So what's the result of them commanding the spirit to get out of this young woman? The result is that all these very difficult,bad things happen to them.
私たちも自分が悪いことをしたときに叱られるとちょっと納得しますよね。
So, think about your own life. If you do something bad and you, you know, you suffer some wrong because of that, you feel, well, you know, I did something bad.
でも彼らは何の悪いこともしてないんですね。
But Paul and Silas hadn't done anything.
でも周りの人たちはお前は偉大人だとかお前は変なことを言うからって言ってもういろんな言いがかりをつけられてしまいます。
But the crowds and the people around them start to call, say, you guys are Jews or you guys are teaching bad things and just all sorts of rumors and bad things are being said about them.
クリスチャンになって立ち上がるときにいいことばっかりはでいいことばっかりではないんですよね。
So when we become Christians, it's not necessarily follow that just things are going to be, you know, just great, hunky dory after that.
そうではなくて本当に、まあ、信仰的じゃなくても本当に良いこと、正義のために立ち上がるときには良いことばかりが起こるわけではないんです。
So when we stand up for God, it doesn't necessarily follow that comfortable things.Well, our life will be comfortable.
人々に反感を持たれたりします。
There's times when people are really oppose us.
痛めつけられたりします。
There's times when people even want to harm us because of our faith.
ひどい環境に押しやられたりします。
And they might say really bad things about us.
恐怖があったり、本当に孤独になったりします。 恐怖、フィアね、恐怖になったり、
and,
本当に孤独になったりします。
Because of that situation, we might really be afraid.
そういう経験がありますか？
Have you ever experienced things like that?
クリスチャンになっても全く先が見えない時もあるんです。
Even after we become Christians, there are times when we just can't see the next step.
そういう時に私たちは何をするでしょうか？
So what should we do at those times?
パウロたちはマケドニアに来たことを後悔したでしょうか？
So think about Paul. Do you think he regretted going to Macedonia?
見心を聞き間違えたかなと思ったでしょうか。
Did he start thinking, oh wow, I shouldn't have come here. It wasn't God's will.
女奴隷がうるさいけども、まあ、そのままにしとけばよかったって彼は思ったでしょうか。
Or did he think, oh wow, even though that young girl who had the spirit of divination, even though she was really annoying, maybe I shouldn't have commanded the spirit to come out of her.
もしも神様に、神様はひどい、あなたはひどいなんて神様に文句を言ったでしょうか。
Or did he start complaining to God?
でもこの最後のところを見ると彼らがしたことは違ったんですね。
But let's really focus on what, how Paul and Silas responded after all these bad things had happened.
ルカはこのように記録しています。
And the Luke records for us in Acts.
パウロとシラスは賛美の歌を歌って神に祈っていた。
And it says that Paul and Silas were praising God and singing praises to him and they were praying.
そして周りの人たちもそれに聞き入ってたというんですよ。
And it adds that the people, others in the prison were listening to them.
皆さん、パウロやシラスの歌がちょっと頭の中で想像できますか？
Can you kind of imagine Paul's and Silas's song, their praises?
僕はその場にいないのでわからないんですけれども。
Of course, I didn't experience it, so I don't know.
私は静かなこう感謝というか静かなこうなんだろう、結構喜んでるような歌声かなと思ったりもするんですけど、どうでしょう。
What do you imagine? What type of song do you imagine them singing? For me, it's like some kind of quiet song of just gratefulness to God.
そのビートに乗ったこんな歌でしょうか。どんな歌を見たんですか。
Or do you think it was some kind of like more, with a drum or kind of what kind of feeling was the music expressing?
ね、どうですか。
What do you think?
サンドどんな歌だと
思う。So it's Alexandra.
どうでしょうね。
考
えたことない。考え
よう。I never thought about it.
ね、どんな歌。でも彼らはでも本当に二人で。こう賛美しながら祈って歌ってたんですね。
But what we do know is that they, the two of them were singing praises to God in the center of this prison.
囚人たちも、ね、こう驚きながらこう耳を澄まして聞いてたじゃないかと。
And the prisoners, other prisoners in the prison were listening to them. They must have been really surprised.
一番ひどい状況にあって。暗闇の中でしたことは彼らは賛美と祈りでした。
So what did they do when they were in the very, very lowest place? When their circumstances were, couldn't really get any worse. They praised God. They sang praises to God and they prayed.
彼らはそこで心を神様に向けて、状況ではないですね。心を神様に向けて賛美し祈ったんです。
They turned their hearts not to how dire their circumstances were. Rather, they turned their hearts to God and they sang praises to Him.
パウロは彼の書簡の中で、いつもこういうことをいつも勧めます。
If we read Paul's letters, he often encourages us to do certain things.
喜ぶこと、祈ること、感謝することです。
He encourages us to rejoice.He encourages us to pray, and he encourages us to be grateful, to give thanks.
私たちに喜びなさい、祈りなさい、感謝しなさいと言います。
He tells the Christians, rejoice. He commands the Christians to pray, and he commands the Christians to be grateful, to give thanks.
今日は 何箇所かその聖書の箇所を共に読みたいと思います。
So, I want to, look at a few places in scripture where Paul writes in his letters to do these things.
あとでもう一度お家に帰ってもこの箇所を読んで自分のものにしていただければと思います。
So, I hope that you can go home and you can reread some of these places and you can, kind of, digest them and,
まず最初に言ったのはフィリピ書ですね。
The first one is in Philippians.
共に読みましょう。
Let's read together.
主において常に喜びなさい。重ねて言います。喜びなさい。あなた方の広い心がすべての人に知られるようになさい。主はすぐ近くに来られます。どんなことでも思い煩うのをやめなさい。大事ごとにつけ、感謝を込めて祈りと願いを捧げ、求めているものを神に打ち明けなさい。そうするとあらゆる人知を超える神の平和があなた方の心と考えとキリストイエスによって守るでしょう。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I would say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
思い煩うのやめなさい。
Don't be anxious about anything.
神様の平安があなたを守る。
The peace of God will protect your heart.
ではエペソ書からです
ね。Let's read from another passage from the letter to Ephesians.
まず5章からです。
From chapter 5.
むしろ霊に満たされ、詩篇と賛歌と霊的な歌によって語り合い、主に向かって心から褒め歌いなさい。そしていつもあらゆることについて、私たちの主イエス・キリストの名により、父である神に感謝しなさい。
Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 18. But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.Singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
詩篇と賛歌と霊的な歌を歌いなさい。
Paul is here, he's commanding them to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
心にその歌を留めておきなさいという。
He's telling us to keep those songs in our heart.
そして次へと6章を読みましょう、ね。
Let's read another passage.
どのような時にも霊に助けられて祈り、願い求め、すべての聖なるもののために絶えず目を覚まして根気よく祈り続けなさい。
From chapter 6. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication.To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
いつも自分のためではなくて、また他の人のためにも祈っていなさいというんです。
Paul is saying, don't just pray for yourself, pray for others.
絶えず目を覚まして、根気よく祈りなさいと言います。
He's saying, without ceasing, keep praying, pray always.
パウロはですから、賛美し祈り感謝することがとても大切だといつも言って聞かせていたんですね。
As we read this, we can see that Paul really valued rejoicing, praying, and being grateful.
これは目の前の状況とは全く関係ないんです。
And as we read this passage, we see that these things that Paul is commanding.The Christians to do. They have nothing to do with the circumstances that they find themselves in.
状況は良い悪い関係なく喜び祈り感謝するんです。
He's saying that it doesn't matter if your circumstances are good and bad. No matter what the circumstances are, rejoice, pray, and give thanks.
この 箇所を見るとパウロやシラスは全く彼が教えた通りにことをしてたんですね。
So as we read this passage in Acts, we see that Paul and Silas really lived like this.
最悪な状況で心を神様に向けて賛美し祈ってたんです。
They found themselves in the worst circumstances possible. Nevertheless, they rejoiced, they prayed, and they gave thanks.
その次の章で、使徒行伝の次の節を読みますね。
Let's just read a little bit more in Acts.
読みましょう。突然大地震が起こり、牢の土台が揺れ動いた。たちまち牢の戸が皆開き、すべての囚人の鎖も外れてしまった。
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened.
ありえないことが起きました。
So this is really something occurred that was impossible.
もう想像できないんですけど、地震が起きたんですね。
Well, it's hard to imagine, but this is what it says. There was an earthquake.
そしてもう彼らの上には何も落ちてはきませんけど、鎖だけ外れたって
。 So it doesn't say something fell down. Rather, all it says is that their chains fell off.
ですから、まあ、とにかく、まあ、自由な身になったというんです。
And also the doors to the prisons were opened, and they, in other words, they were free. They were free to leave.
賛美し祈ってる時に神様が不思議な見てを見業を起こしてくださったのです。
So we see that this followed after Paul and Silas were praising God and were praying.
これは本当にもう奇跡としか言いようのないことです。
And if we see the details of what happened, we have to see this as a miracle.
私たちも必ず暗いトンネルを通る時があります。
We all have times when we're in some kind of dark tunnel, don't we?
でもこの場所を見るときに神様は私たちをパウロやシラスたちを見捨てなかったんですね。
But if we read this passage, we see that even though Paul and Silas's circumstances were so dire, that God had not abandoned them.
彼らがこの牢屋に入ったことにも神様が意味を与えてくださいました。
God used and gave meaning even to their time in prison, even to these difficult circumstances.
この後読みませんけども、神様は本当に勝利を与えてくださいました。
We're not going to continue today to read, but if we continue, we see that God really gave them victory.
どうでしょう、私たちは調子のいい時だけ賛美し神様に祈りますか?
So how about all of us? Do we pray and praise God only when our circumstances are good?
でも私たちは学びたいんですね。
So we really need to learn this.
状況は関係なく賛美し祈ることを。
So we really need to learn and experienceAn attitude of prayer and of praise, despite no matter what our circumstances are.
状況のいい時も悪い時も賛美し祈ることができるように。
We have to be people who choose to pray and also to praise God, no matter what.